I want to talk about a shaila that I got last night that I think is a very, very interesting and relevant shaila that comes up every so often, and that has to do with the laws of yichud. So somebody called me and he said that he was going to be a guest in another community for Shabbos, and he said the place where they put him up is an elderly couple in that other community, and he's very happy to be there, but he found out that the husband, the man of the home where he was planning to stay, actually has a very serious case of dementia. And he wanted to know, is that a shaila of yichud? I'm staying in the home with the couple, with the husband and the wife, but the problem is that the husband probably has no understanding of what's really going on, and therefore he was concerned, is that a shaila of yichud? So let us just try to discuss this question. I think it's a very important one. We know that the Torah tells us we have a prohibition of yichud, and it's a question whether it's an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. Is this something that came along later on in history, or is it something that actually the Torah said is asur? It seems that to be miyached with an eishes ish, for a man to be together in private with a married woman, would certainly be considered an issur d'oraisa. And that's a very complicated sugya about what is considered the parameters of d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Suffice it to say, it's definitely forbidden. Whether it's biblical or rabbinic, a man is not allowed to be in solitude with a married woman. Now the Gemara says in Kiddushin, there are a number of exceptions. Exception number one that's relevant to our discussion today is a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph, where we are told, Amar Rabba, Baila Ba'ir, Ein Choshishim Mishum Yichud. If the husband is still around in the city, there is no concern of Yichud. And the question is, why does that alleviate the concern? Just because the husband happens to be in the city, why should that take away the concern of maybe this man and this married woman doing something inappropriate with one another? Rashi there explains very simply, Demistifi mi bal hashta asi. You're going to have a woman who's in seclusion with another man, but she knows that her husband can come home at any time. And therefore, she's never going to make herself vulnerable enough to do something wrong, because after all, he says, you never know when the husband's going to come home. And therefore, because there's always that concern that maybe the husband will come home, that will save her from doing any aveira with another man outside of her own husband. And therefore, we assume, says Rashi, that baila ba'ir would be enough to allow this woman to be alone with another man. Now, the Chayyadam writes in one of his svarim in the Binas Adam, he says, you see from here that obviously the concern is not that when a man and a woman are alone, that there's going to be a case of ones, which means that she's going to be raped. We're talking about where they're going to consensually decide to do something wrong. Why? Because otherwise Rashi doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, because she knows that her husband is in town, therefore she's going to be afraid to do something wrong. What do you mean she's going to be afraid? It's not up to her. If the man is going to do something inappropriate to her without her consent, why does it matter whether or not her husband is in town? And therefore the Chayyadam writes, it is clear from the way Rashi formulates this prohibition here and this allowance of Baila Ba'ir, it is clear that we're not talking about a concern where there's going to be an onus, but rather that they're going, Shema Yifatena, he says. Maybe he will seduce her, and they will end up doing something that they should not do. However, this is not a blanket heter. Although the Gemara says Baila Ba'ir is something that would help alleviate the concern of Yichud, it is not something that applies equally in all circumstances, and it certainly does have very specific limitations. So for one, the Chayyadam writes that perhaps this is only talking about a case where the woman is being miyached with another man in her own house. So there she has a concern, my husband can come home at any time because he's always welcome in the house. What if the woman goes to an undisclosed location and now she has yichud with another man and the husband has no idea that she's there? Says the Chayyadam, if Rashi's correct that the whole reason why this is allowed is because she always is concerned that the husband's going to walk in at any moment, then that would not apply in a case where she goes to a second location. If the husband has no idea where she is, not that the husband has to keep track of his wife all day long, it's not what the Chayyadam is saying, but if she's going to be miyached with another man and the husband has no idea that she is there, then obviously this wouldn't help. However, the Chidah and many other great Gedolei Achronim say no. This would still be allowed for a woman to be alone in seclusion with another man, if baila ba'ir, even if it's in an undisclosed location, even if it's in another part of the community where it's not in her home. How should that be? Because they quote that the Rambam writes, there's a different reason why baila ba'ir works, and that is that there's an overall mindset. When a woman knows that my husband is in town, she acts differently than she would act if she knows that her husband is far away. And therefore, he says it doesn't matter if the husband is planning to come home immediately. It doesn't matter if you have that circumstance or not. We would assume that this is an attitude, it's a mindset that a married woman has when she knows that her husband is in the immediate vicinity. And even if she's not in her own home, we would allow her to be in seclusion with another man in a secondary location. That is the way the Chazon Ish comes to the conclusion as well. And when I spoke to my father, he said that that was his feeling as well. Even when the woman assumes that her husband is not going to know exactly where she is, this would be permissible. So Rav Moshe has many, many tshuvas about these issues of yichud, and Rav Moshe talks about many different situations where the woman is in a situation where the husband does not know exactly where she is and whether Baal Ba'ir is going to work. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about, what about the case, he says, where Isha She'ein Baal Ba'ir. He flips the case and he says, what if a woman thinks that her husband is in town, so his office is two blocks away? I happen to be his partner. I know that he went on a business trip today. He had to travel away to meet with another customer, to meet with a client. So she thinks that her husband is in town, but I am aware, as the married, as the other party, I am aware that her husband is not in town. Is she allowed to have yichud with this man when she is under the impression that her husband is in the immediate vicinity? And that is a question that Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so sure about. But the crux of the issue is, what is the concern of yichud, and why is it alleviated when we say Baal Ba'ir? Rashi says the way we alleviate the problem is because the woman is always nervous that this moment he's going to walk into the room. However, some say the reason why we have the alleviation by Baal Ba'ir is because maybe we have to assume that a woman's mindset is going to be different, and therefore, even if practically we know it's not true, but if she thinks that it's true, maybe that should be enough to get rid of the problem. Now, you have to think about it. Let's say my husband every day comes home very late at night from work, and I know he never leaves in the middle of the day. Or I know that he's currently at the doctor. I dropped him off at the doctor's office, happens to be three blocks away, but he's not going to walk out in the middle of the appointment. Or if I know he's in a business meeting and he has an opportunity to get together with a partner, with a friend, what's the likelihood that he's actually going to leave that meeting and come home now? Again, that would play into this very issue that we're discussing. Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about the unusual case. I guess it's not so unusual, but you have somebody whose husband is Bebesa Asurim. Says Rav Moshe, he is a criminal and he ended up going to jail, and now his wife is in the same city as he is, but he's behind bars and she's living in the community. So Rav Moshe says, how can you say that a woman under those conditions is allowed to have yichud? After all, her husband will never ever be able to come out. And her mindset is probably not worried about where the husband is, or maybe he's in town. Her mindset is, my husband is out of the picture. Obviously he's not. She goes to visit him and she takes care of him as much as she can. But the bottom line is, he's never getting out of there. And therefore, we assume, Rav Moshe says, that would obviously be a different kind of set of circumstances than the normal case of Baal Ba'ir. A major question when we say Baal Ba'ir would allow for yichud to take place is, how do you define an ear? So when it comes to Hilchos Eruvin, we know that we have to clearly define what is a city, what is not. When it comes to the din of Tchumen, Tchum Shabbos, you have to figure out what is considered part of my city, what is considered out of the city, how far am I allowed to walk. When it comes to the laws of Yichud, and we say that as long as the husband is in the same city, what does that mean? So take, for example, I grew up in Washington Heights, 184th Street, but Manhattan is the same city, so it goes all the way down hundreds of blocks. So would you say, if a woman is in my apartment, 184th Street in Washington Heights, on the tip of Manhattan, and her husband works on the Lower East Side, down, all the way down, and it's going to take him at least an hour to get home, even if he would want to come home, it would take him an hour. So does it help that it's Baal Ba'ir? Does it help that he's in the same city, what we conventionally call a city? That is a very important question. And the Chazon Ish writes a big chiddush. For anyone who knows the geography in Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish says, Bnei Brak is one city, right next door is Ramat Gan. Correct? So he says, what if a woman is in Bnei Brak, her husband has a job in Ramat Gan, I guess he's assuming nobody works in Bnei Brak, so you have to go out to Ramat Gan to get the job. So her husband is literally down the block, but he's in Ramat Gan. But he can even see into their house. So says the Chazon Ish, no, we take it literally. Baal Ba'ir means has to be in the same city. And it doesn't matter that he's a block away and he can come home at any time. Baal Ba'ir, the heter that the Gemara says is, he has to be in that city, what we refer to as a city, even though he's right next door. That would be something that we would not allow. And that is a big chiddush. That is a very big chiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has quoted in the Nishmas Avram, says he doesn't think that that is the case. Baal Ba'ir means that he has to be in the general vicinity. He has to be in a place where it's reasonable that the woman would be thinking about him. And therefore, he says, that's what my father felt as well. We have to take it to reasonable proportions, and we have to think in both directions whether or not the husband is considered close enough or not. So now the question becomes what we spoke about. What happens when you have a situation where the case we started with, this man is going away for a Shabbos, he's being hosted by an elderly couple, unfortunately the husband has a severe case of dementia. So is he allowed to go to their house, or would that be considered a violation of yichud? After all, he's together with this woman in the home. Her husband happens to be there in the same house, but he's unaware of what's going on. Would that be able to alleviate the problem of yichud because baila ba'ir, not just ba'ir, he's in the house? Or would you say, no, baila ba'ir only means when she thinks that her husband would understand that there's something strange going on? So that is a question that I saw discussed in the Sefer Dvar Halacha. That's a separate Sefer on Hilchas Yichud. And he leaves off with a tzarachi, and he says, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with that case. He's not sure exactly what the psak is. And when I asked my father about this, he said, it is clear to him that that would not be considered a case of baila ba'ir. If the husband has no understanding, if something unusual was going on right in front of him, he would have no understanding of what it is that was happening. That would not alleviate the problem of yichud. And clearly, he said, that would be as if the woman is home alone without a husband, that would be a general prohibition of yichud. When I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss about this, I had in my notes a number of years ago, he said that he once had a case where a man, unfortunately a young man, had a brain aneurysm. And he was stuck in the hospital for a long period of time. He had very severe brain damage as a result. He was in a coma. I don't know if it was a medically induced coma or his body just naturally went into a coma as a result for a while. But then, as he started to wake up and recover a little bit, they then released him from the hospital and he went back home. The problem was he still had a lot of very great difficulty with all the things that had to be done during the day because his mind was severely damaged and he was not in full awareness and he was still very sleepy, he was still very disoriented, and he was physically very weak as well. And the question that they asked was, this woman said, I have a number of children. I'm sorry, no, she didn't have children, because then there would also be no problem of yichud. But she said, it is me and my husband, just trying to recreate the story, it was me and my husband, and I cannot take care of him, I'm not well enough, I don't know, I'm not trained how to take care of somebody like this, I need to hire a Filipino, that was what they had available, a man who's going to come and take care of my husband all day and night. I need a full-time aide. And the problem is, how can I live in a house with another man? I am a married woman, this man is going to be living in my house taking care of my husband, and after all, my husband would be totally unaware if something unusual happened between me and this other man. So is that considered a way to alleviate baila ba'ir? Is that a way to alleviate the concern of yichud? Because after all, the husband is in the house. Or would you say, no, the husband right now, unfortunately, is irrelevant to this question, because right now, he would be unable to even understand if something was going on. And that is a very, very difficult question. And he comes to the conclusion, when we had that case, he comes to the conclusion that because the husband would really have no understanding of what was happening if he were to wake up and see that his wife was together with somebody else, therefore the baila ba'ir heter really would not be applicable in this case. Again, just very mistaver, makes a lot of sense. Rashi says the reason why baila ba'ir helps is because she's always afraid the husband's going to walk in at any time and see something going on. Other Rishonim say baila ba'ir allows us to have yichud because, not that she assumes he's going to walk into the house at any moment, but rather because she has a certain mindset. When she knows that her husband is in the immediate vicinity, she has a certain way of living life and a mindset that she sticks to. But in this condition, that would not be applicable. She knows that her husband is sick. She knows he is mirutak. She knows that he's stuck on his bed. She knows that he is disoriented, that he's not all himself as he once was. And therefore, that would be a major concern, which comes up all the time. When you have aides and you have to figure out how you're going to deal with the aide being in the house, it can work in both directions. A husband who has to deal with his wife who needs a female aide, or a male who has to deal with his wife, I'm sorry, in the other direction, a female who needs to deal with her husband who has a male aide as well. So there is a major discussion in the Nishmas Adam. How does a woman ever go to a male doctor? Now you'll say, well, there's no problem. The Gemara says because the doctor is really focused on his medicine. So we don't assume that he is so perverted that he's going to be worrying about this woman while he's together with her in the office. So let's say we get rid of that concern. But says the Nishmas Adam, what about the concern of yichud? How about the concern that a woman is going to be in the doctor's office, they close the door, and shouldn't you be concerned that maybe there's a problem of yichud? So the Nishmas Adam writes that Yes, you're right, it is a problem. But Baila Ba'ir, her husband is in the city, and therefore, she doesn't have to be concerned. Now, number one, I assume not every married woman goes to the doctor when her husband is in the city. Let's say she has a doctor's appointment 10 o'clock in the morning. Her husband is already in Manhattan or New Jersey, wherever he went to work today. And she has to go ahead and do whatever she needs to take care of. How is she allowed to have yichud? And secondly, even if it is Baila Ba'ir, the Nishmas Adam writes, what is the possibility of the husband ever coming into the doctor's office, because he hears that his wife is there, asking the nurses to please move out of the way, to tell me exactly which room my wife is in, and he barges in while they're going to be having a closed-door meeting? It's very unlikely, very unusual, and therefore he says, if you accept the position of Rashi, that the reason why yichud is alleviated when you have Baila Ba'ir is because maybe the husband will come at any time, he says that really doesn't apply in a doctor's office, because a husband would never have the gall to do such a thing. Unless he's called for an emergency, he would never think to go to the doctor's office and barge in when the door is closed and locked. Now again, I think today this concern really is not so much of a concern as it once was, because doctors themselves have a concern today that one day they might be sued. So a doctor himself, if he's a male and is treating a female patient, very often a doctor will make sure that he goes out of his way to cover himself, and he makes sure to always have a female nurse in there, he always makes sure to have something to make sure that it's not really a violation of yichud. But in the olden days, when maybe they weren't so sensitive to these issues, and there weren't as many lawsuits as we have today, so maybe the Nishmas Adam writes, you really have to be concerned about that, but it spills over into many other aspects of halacha as well. When do you assume that Baila Ba'ir is something that will be helpful in taking care of the problem of yichud? And when would we say that, although Baila Ba'ir, it's really not an applicable circumstance to use in this case to allow a woman to be miyached with another man? Reb Hanani ben Akiva.